Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome, SJS, on this Thursday. Great to have you on board. The Kevin Hurt rant of the day, which has a lot of people excited. I mean, you had people stirred into a frenzy yesterday.
Well, I mean, that was just an easy... Some rants just come easy, and that was one of them. I want to thank the NCAA for the Oregon ruling to make my rant so simple to do.
Well, how I closed out the show yesterday, and I'll touch on this right now, as I sit here in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, keywords 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Penn State can't say anything about what's going on at Oregon or what did or didn't happen at USC. What Penn State needs to do is they just need to continue to go along and take care of their own business along the way. And by taking care of their own business, every 3 months, former Senator George Mitchell issues a report to the NCAA on progress Penn State is making. So far, I believe there have been three reports. All three have been absolutely glowing. And they need to continue to have each one of them be absolutely glowing. And then we'll see what happens and how it plays out from there. It may play out where the sanctions go all the way to the end and to complete fruition. Or maybe there's cooler heads prevail, say, hey, look, they're doing all the right things. They've been doing all the right things for a long time. We can open the door to leniency. Now, you have to go in and assume that they're going to go all the way to fruition. You have to make that assumption because there's been no indication otherwise. But you still have to do things in such a way where Senator Mitchell puts out his report every 3 months, and it's all positives. That's what they can do. Can't say too much about the Oregon thing. Can't say too much about the North Carolina thing or any other thing going on. Penn State just needs to take care of its business. Bill O'Brien's been saddled with an incredible uphill fight. He's handled everything beautifully so far. Bill's going to join us on the show next week. But again, it is still something that they're going to have to handle. He has to go in assuming that the sanctions go to fruition and he's going to be operating with 65 scholarships in each of the next 5 years. You're like, no, 4 years. Well, they're at 65 now, and this was not the year it was mandated to get down to 65, okay? All right. So if they're 65 now or in that neighborhood, that's 5 years in a row at 65. And trying to make it work is going to take a lot of work. And the support of the fans in selling out Beaver Stadium can make it a far more palatable journey. And that's what Penn State has to concentrate on. Today, it's a basketball-oriented show. Patrick Chambers, the head coach of the Nittany Lions, is going to join us, and former Bucknell star, and he truly was a star at Bucknell, Mike Muscala, is going to join us. It's a big day for Mike, hoping to hear his name tonight in the NBA draft. Mike has great footwork, excellent passer, excellent free-throw shooter, good post moves. He will help a team that he hooks up with, without question. But we'll get his thoughts on the draft and about what this day is like in just a few moments. We also have the Hilscher's General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565, powered by Hilscher's General Store, located 7 miles south of Sealands Grove on Routes 11 and 15. Go to www.hilscherstore.com. So Patrick Chambers, Mike Muscala today, Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report tomorrow, Bill O'Brien next week. Any questions from you?
I'm good at the moment, but I'm sure I'll have something before the end of the two-hour festivities today.
I have several questions for you.
Okay.
Okay, this one's from Roger in Selinsgrove. Grove. Oh, I'm sorry. That's actually an internal memo. All right. Let's get to Above the Noise. Here is Dan Patrick.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout. So let the sizzling summer sales event get you fired up. With a 2002 Lincoln LS four-door sedan, call for our lowest price promise, 888-536-8017. A 2005 Ford Freestar wagon, the minivan that can do it all for just $79.91. 2011 Ford Fiesta SE 13426. Ford Fusion four-door sedan, $14,991. 2011 Chevy Equinox, four-wheel drive limited, $22,940. And a 2011 Hyundai Tucson, four-wheel drive. Call for price, 888-536-8017. All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout. 24/7 at sunburymotors.com, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Welcome. Great to have you with us. Yesterday we had baseball day with Chris Wheeler of the Phillies and Rob Beertemple, the beat writer for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Today it's basketball day with the NBA draft taking place tonight. We're scheduled to have Mike Muscala on, and we will have Patrick Chambers on the show talking about a lot of changes for Penn State basketball. Don't forget we have the Her Rant of the Day, which should be another trip into Bizarro World.
Not necessarily.
Why? Is today about IndyCar racing?
No. I'll make it a surprise.
I'm sure I'll be incredibly surprised.
I got Buzz on the line from Norrie to chat with you, Steve.
Buzz, thank you for joining us on the show and bringing some sanity to it.
Well, I actually have a carryover question from yesterday because I couldn't get through. You're talking about baseball with making both leagues work the same way with if you're going to have a designated hitter, have them for both. I can't recall your thought on that and what your and why you wanted it to be one way or the other. Can you refresh my memory?
Sure, Buzz. I'm going to go against the grain of so many other people that are purists as somebody who loves the game, but I think the DH should be in both leagues. I don't pay my money to watch Roy Halladay hit. I don't pay my money to watch Roy Halladay run the bases, but I do pay my money to watch him pitch, and I pay my money to watch David Ortiz hit.
And you think that would be more result in more scoring, which would make the game more interesting?
I think it would result in a slightly more wide open game because again, there's a trade-off here. For example, let's take Roy Halladay in his prime. And not the Roy Halladay that's hurt, okay?
Right.
But as somebody who, Roy Halladay could pitch into the 7th, 8th inning of a game, at the same time you're watching David Ortiz hit instead of watching Clay Buchholz hit. It's just a completely different game as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I would agree with you on that, but I was thinking about, and as much as I enjoy a game that's, 7-5 or 6-4 or something like that, how do you account or have you ever considered why soccer is so popular when a 2-1 game is a big deal or a 3-2 game? If scoring is that important, why is soccer so popular around the world?
Why isn't soccer popular here?
Because there's no scoring.
Bingo. And we're talking about...
So it's an
we're
American
talking,
thing then.
Right. It's an American thing. It's a completely American thing.
I agree.
Soccer has pockets of popularity here. If you go to the Pacific Northwest, Portland and Seattle absolutely love the game in the MLS. And then, of course, you have Vancouver right over the border, and they just seem to go crazy over it.
It just puts me to sleep. I just don't understand it. know.
Oh, I understand the game. But part of what makes sports intriguing is that even if it's a game where there isn't a lot of scoring, it's the opportunities to score. Soccer brings with it very few opportunities to score. Hockey may have, take for example, the Bruins and Blackhawks. The 3-1 game, and Chicago scored an empty netter to make it 3-1. It's a 2-1 game.
That is great.
But it's exciting. It's up and down, scoring opportunities. Save, hit the post, you know, create something. It's fast.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
well,
it was great.
Again, with that thought, though, I just wondered if you had a feeling as to why soccer was so popular around the world except here. And I guess, like you say, it's an American thing. We like the action scoring.
Well, and the other part, too, is soccer is very popular, especially in impoverished countries, because for the youth, you just need a ball and you can set up a goal.
That's true. You don't need much equipment. That's interesting.
Yeah, and you don't need a lot to do it. And for the youth, it's fun to run around and kick a ball and have a good time. And they develop a love for it because then they see people at a higher level playing it. And so around the world, I think economic conditions, I mean, you know, our pro football is not very popular in most areas. It has some level of popularity in Mexico, some in England. You know, we're going to find out next year in Ireland how popular it is. But, you know, basketball's become more of an international game.
Yeah.
Hockey certainly does have its pockets of popularity. But when you look at the impoverished countries of the world that don't have a lot of money, Iran, Iraq, Africa, you know, Eastern European countries, it doesn't take much for the youth that want to go out, run around, and play. You need a ball.
Great.
You can make up your own goal.
Thank you so much. Good answers.
Buzz, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
800-795-9565. It's 800-795-9565. Last night, the Phillies won as Padres second baseman Logan Forsythe opened the door with a throwing error. Scott Fransky with the call.
The pitch. Swung on. Pulled. Right side. Forsythe to his left. Has it. Drops it. Utley's coming around third. He's going to try to score. He's safe. Standing up. Now another run coming home as Brown tries to score. He's safe. The ball got away at the plate. Two runs have scored on a ball that didn't get out of the infield. And the Phillies lead it 7-5.
Scott Fransky with the call. As the Phillies did win yesterday, there'll be a parade in Northumberland for that.
You know what, though? There's an awful lot of cheering at that in that game for it being on the left coast.
Well, that's why you put franchises in places around the country. There are people that are diehard Philly fans that have been Philly fans that are transplanted in California. Just like when they go to Florida to play Miami, there are a lot of Philly fans because they're transplanted Philadelphia people that now live down there. I mean, you know, for example, if I were to move to Florida, you know, decide to retire or whatever, I would be getting my way over to St. Petersburg as often as possible when the Red Sox go in there, and I would not be rooting for Tampa Bay.
I just thought it was interesting as I was listening to that clip. It sounded almost like a home game.
Well, you know, to a point, San Diego certainly has a very very good fan base.
No. I'm not dissing San Diego fans. I'm just saying there were a lot. I was surprised at how many Philly fans were actually there.
Yankees general manager Brian Cashman, of course, lashed out against Alex Rodriguez. And he's apologized, and Cashman says they've exchanged messages.
He got the message. You know, I know that. I mean, he had obviously a nice conversation with Hal, according to Hal. And then, you know, obviously my message was a different, you know, version, but the same nonetheless.
Hal Steinbrenner, of course, the owner of the New York Yankees, and he did talk with Alex Rodriguez. It's interesting how somebody could be as unproductive as Rodriguez. I would never vote for Alex Rodriguez to be in the Hall of Fame. I would vote for Barry Bonds. And the reason is that it's so murky now as to when and if he ever did stop using PEDs as opposed to Bonds, who had already, before any alleged PED use, already, to me, put together a Hall of Fame career.
Totally agree. His numbers were Hall of Fame numbers before the alleged use. Can't say that in A-Rod situation.
An A-Rod situation? You want to talk about confusing and murky. Remember we had Murray Chass on last year?
Sure.
How he feels about Alex Rodriguez conning people? Patrick Chambers coming up in a few moments here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Award-winning news 7 days a week. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Tornado possible. AccuWeather says a flash flood watch is in effect until 10 p.m. The low overnight 66. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Bartlett, WKOK News. Be extra cautious around today. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch for Montour, Northumberland, Union, and Snyder counties. Perry County is in a tornado warning. The tornado watch is in effect until 10 this evening. There could be heavy downpours, strong winds, and hail. Sunbury City Council has announced they will be reviewing their burning ordinance following a few months of complaints about various outdoor burning. Sunbury Mayor David Persing says the city code addresses most of burning situations for trash, but doesn't define recreational burning, such as grills and backyard burning containers. Persing says they are gathering facts, and they hope to have a new piece of legislation to talk about during the next city council meeting July 8th. A kickball tournament will be held in Sunbury to kick off Sunbury Celebration 2013. It's slated for July 6th. Tyler Herzog is organizing the event.
It happened that the fields were open for the weekend before the Sunbury Celebration, so we decided to call it Light Up the Sky and let the proceeds go to the fireworks. Funds for the fireworks have been dwindling down, so put it towards that.
For more information on the kickball tournament, you can go to WKOK.com. As President Barack Obama hails yesterday's Supreme Court rulings on gay marriage as a victory for American democracy, he's seeing firsthand that his views aren't shared in other parts of the world. Obama is in Africa, where, according to Amnesty International, 38 countries criminalize homosexuality. Obama is calling on Africans to give gays equal rights under the law. One of the most important prosecution witnesses at the trial of George Zimmerman has been given a grilling by Zimmerman's defense lawyer today. Rachel Gentel had been testifying about the phone conversation she had with Trayvon Martin just before he was shot and killed by Zimmerman. Today, when she testified that she heard Martin being hit at the end of that phone call, defense lawyer Don West replied, "You don't know that, do you?" He said the sound could have been Martin hitting Zimmerman. And Target Corporation has announced that it is ending its relationship with celebrity cook Paula Deen as fallout builds from revelations that the Southern celebrity chef used racial slurs in the past. The discounter said that it will phase out Paula Deen-branded cookware and other items in its stores, as well as at Target.com. AccuWeather says a flash flood watch in effect until 10 p.m., heavy rain and gusty winds could lead to some flash flooding. The low overnight 66. It'll be mostly cloudy and humid tomorrow with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, mainly in the afternoon, a high 82. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, times of clouds and sun with a shower and thunderstorm each day. Still humid all 3 days, the high Saturday 85, Sunday's high 84, Monday the high 81. Find more news all the time online at WKOK.com. It's back to the Steve Jones Show right after this on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
From their very first words to every recital, game, and late-night school project, as a parent, you've seen it all. Luckily, every year the Chrysler Town & Country event brings you the most innovative minivan in its class. With so many features, you'll forget it all comes standard. Like 36 safety and security features, leather trim seats, and stow-and-go seating. Because with everything you see year after year, you'll need a minivan that can handle anything. Come see it all now during the Chrysler Town & Country event.
Now, get a low-mileage lease on Town & Country Touring for $219 a month for 24 months with $29.99 due at signing for well-qualified lessees. Tax, title, and license extra. Based on Chrysler Group Premium Minivan Segment, leather trim first and second rows. Call 1-888-CHRYSLER for details. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Requires dealer contribution and lease through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7-8. Chrysler is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Mifflinburg Bank and Trust. leave your future to us. See what Newfoundland Bank they can do. Cause we're the bank that works for you.
Life includes many financial milestones. Education, home ownership, and retirement are just a few. Managing your money wisely is crucial to meeting your day-to-day responsibilities and fulfilling your lifetime goals. I'm Betsy Guffey of Milestone Investment Services. Establishing a financial plan is essential for your financial well-being. Let me help you personalize a plan to serve as a guide for the next step in your journey. Milestone Investment Services and Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, one stop for all your financial needs.
Advisory services and securities offered through Lincoln Investment Planning Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Lincoln Investment is not affiliated with Mifflinburg Bank and Trust or Milestone Investment Services. Securities are not FDIC insured and involve risk, including possible loss of principal.
Greetings, Mark Lawrence from WKOK's On the Mark program. Tomorrow morning, Ben Reichley and I on OTM for a raucous Friday open phone session, 8:30 to 10 a.m. on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Okay, severe weather around the area. We have a tornado watch in effect. So stay home or stay at work and listen to the show.
It's just a watch right now.
Fine. Sit by the window and watch and listen to the show.
Sounds like a great plan to me.
I'm here in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Hilsa's General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. Powered by Hilsher's General Store, located 7 miles south of Sealands Grove on Routes 11 and 15. You go to www.hilsherstore.com. Thunderstorm warning in effect for Northumberland, Union, and Snyder counties until 5, the end of the show. Tornado watch is in effect for the region as well. Told you it's basketball day. We bring in the head coach of the Nittany Lions, Patrick Chambers, my friend, welcome. It's great to have you back on board again.
Steve, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Let's talk about a few things. Let's start with Allen Roberts. Allen Roberts had the opportunity to play one more year. He decided here, based on what he did at Miami of Ohio and his leadership ability, what kind of fit can he be for your basketball team?
Well, he brings us that veteran guy who's been through some battles, knows what college is all about. You know, he's 22 years old, so you know you're basically saying he's a man. And his scoring ability, he came in here, and you know your NCAA rules, you're allowed to work him out, and he shot lights out. And so, you know, with his ability to score the basketball and being a veteran and being a leader for his own team. I think he's going to help Tim and DJ really with that locker room atmosphere that I'm looking for. Now, he still has to understand what the Penn State way is, my way, and he's going to learn that, and hopefully he'll get up to speed pretty quickly. That's why I think this foreign tour is going to be really valuable for a lot of these guys.
I strongly recommend to him that in the next 48 hours he find that. No, is he a two and a three? Is it combo for 2-3?
For Allen, I mean, he's big enough. You know, he's a big kid, man. He has the body of DJ. Big kid, muscular kid, grown man body. He's got to shed a few, you know, get that body weight down a little bit. That body percentage, I'm always looking for our guards should be anywhere between, you know, 8 to 10. Usually the good ones are 6 to 8. So let's see what we can do over the next few months with him. But he's got to defend his position, whether that's the three or a two. But I think he's going to, you know, he's going to take some pressure off of him and DJ when he's on the floor. Ross Travis is having a great summer. So we'll see. We're going to have healthy competition this year, which is really exciting. But when he's on the floor, people are going to have to worry about him because he can shoot the three ball so well.
One of the things, and going through the Big Ten for 2 years, you made a little change in philosophy in terms of how you looked at the post spot. and you really felt that based on how this conference plays out, you needed a big. So tell us a little bit about Jordan Dickerson. He can't play this year. He'll sit out. He'll be invaluable in practice. But what can he bring to the table down the road for Penn State basketball?
Wow. I mean, he's 7'1". I might even go at 7'2". He is a big man. He's a big human being. Great, really runs the floor well. He's got a Big Ten body already. He's 240, athletic, can block shots, can catch, can finish. Got a good mid-range jumper. But he's going to give us the ability to kind of take some chances on the defensive end and, you know, kind of filter into him and where he's going to, you know, block some shots and take care of business or at least alter shots. And we know what that does for you. It can get you out on the break very quickly. With him back there, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be that defensive stopper that we need. And as we develop him over the next year, we, you know, we're very hopeful that his offensive game will catch up to the defensive side and his effort.
Someone that I think with all the movement that is maybe forgotten a bit by the fans, but not by the coaching staff. He won't be able to play in Belgium yet, but Johnny Johnson, he's been in the system now since January. When you look at him, what does he add, not just in a practice realm, but starting December 22nd, you know, as a player and the depth he can give you?
Yeah, we're talking about another 21-year-old. We're talking about, you know, older men, older guys, you know, versus 18, 17, 18-year-olds who have been around the collegiate level, him being around the Big East. And I include him in that transfer group or that new group. He's only been here a few months, so he still has a ways to go, still has a lot to learn. But as we know, over the last few years, we've had injuries, major injuries. I feel like our depth is going to become a big positive for us, especially as you go along in the season in the Big Ten and how that's such a really wears you down in February and March. I think our depth's going to become a positive for the first time in my tenure here. And Johnny's going to come off the bench. He's going to bring scoring. You know, he's going to bring that spark, that Vinny Johnson, if you remember him.
The microwave.
Maybe for the newcomers out there, Jamal Crawford. How's that?
Yeah.
But I'll go with Vinny. Somebody like that who's going to, you know, can score in bunches, can get you 15 off the bench in 20, 22 minutes of play. I mean, we really didn't have that punch or that power off the bench. I'm excited what he adds to this program.
Well, that's what Tyrone Garland did for LSU once he became eligible last year. He was able to give LaSalle that.
LaSalle, you're exactly right. Tyrone Garland became that guy that came in, packed a punch, and now he'll step in for Ramon Galloway.
The next part of this is, and it's something I've talked to you about before, but I'll just reiterate it. When you get to a game, now you can practice, and those kids work so hard in practice. But then you get to the game, and suddenly, yeah, that is Trey Burke over there, and that's how quickly he plays. The competition on the practice floor, how much can that make a team better? Because suddenly the game doesn't look different than the practice.
Absolutely. I mean, if you got a healthy competition going on in your practices, I mean, now you're shortening up practice because you know your guys are competing at a high level, and you know you're simulating game-type challenges on a daily basis. So when you do get in those games, you're really prepared because you've done it, you've seen it, you've battled the physicality, the toughness of each practice should help us prepare for games. Like our second team or our scout team, whatever team that's going to be, it is going to be a very good team. It's going to be a high-level team where in years past it hasn't been. We haven't had that luxury. So the healthy competition, the preparation to get for games. I mean, again, I go back to this foreign tour. We have 10 practices this summer plus 8 weeks of individuals. I mean, I am really excited about what this summer presents for us.
Which then brings us to the four young people you've brought in. Julian Moore, Peyton Banks, Geno Thorpe, and Graham Woodward. Saw Keith Ergo the other day. He was excited. He said, look, we're going to go meet these kids. We're going to be there for them right away. Getting them here now and with the foreign tour, what kind of accommodation can that mean to their initial growth and development of being part of Penn State basketball?
Well, I think it's huge now. I mean, we're kind of catching up with, you know, the European mentality was, you know, it's, basketball's 12 months a year. They work out twice a day. Now we're catching up a little bit. Now you add the foreign tour. You know, for us this year, we're really catching up, and we got to be smart about it. We don't want to burn these kids out because that's going to be an entire year of basketball going pretty hard. So we got to be smart. But for these freshmen, they're going to know our drills. They're going to know our terminology. They're going to know, you know, our offensive sets and just base OB side. Like every little thing, they're going to totally get it. And we got great leadership that's going to help them in the locker room, because I always believe championships are won in the locker room. Mm-hmm. If that locker room's tight and there's a cohesive unit in there and everybody understands the common goal, there's a collective mission, then for the freshmen, they're ahead of the game instead of waiting to October 14th or October 15th. Now, Steve, it's September 28th,
right,
which is another thing added. So it's even earlier this year. Right. I just think for the freshmen, you know, this is kind of like boot camp the next 6-7 weeks. And then hopefully things will just level out for them, and mentally they'll be able to break through a little bit and be able to help us over in our foreign tour. But it kind of gives them a sense of what it's going to be like in the middle of the season. This is what it is. This is how things are done. And this is the time constraints that you're under on a daily basis. So we need to give them the habits of time management and taking care of their business on a daily, but I'm excited about it, and for them, their growth, by the time we get to January, these kids aren't freshmen anymore.
Right.
You know, Steve?
Right.
They're going to be already in games against grown men overseas. That's going to be invaluable.
Something else that is maybe underrated to a fan at this time of the year, but absolutely not to a coach, you also now have them ingrained in your strength and conditioning program and sending them on their way with that. The difference that can make for them now, and also for the veterans that are going through this summer.
Yeah, I mean, Steve, I don't know if you knew this, but I think you did. We had 7 guys here in June.
Yep.
7 guys.
Yep.
2 needed to be here. The other guys wanted to be here. I mean, that says something about the culture, about the environment, the direction that we're headed, the direction we're headed in. And now you got the whole team here, including the transfers. I mean, we're, as far as the strength and conditioning, again, it's going to be a positive. It's going to help us. The Big Ten is extremely physical. I mean, you need to be tough. You need to, you know, you need to work on your body to be able to finish through contact. You need be able to come off a pick and take a bump, take a hit, but stay on balance. I mean, that's really going to help out our younger guys, and it's just going to continue to the maintenance of our older guys. And plus, when you're taking your shirt off down the beach, you're feeling pretty good about yourself, you know? I don't know if you and I aren't doing that anymore, but these kids are. So that you know what that equals to me? Confidence. And when you got kids playing with great confidence, you can beat anybody.
Well, for you and me, experience also means we know when to and not to.
I'm keeping the shirt on this summer.
Same here, because I know when you were talking about, like, you had specific body fat for different parts. DJ and I aren't on that list. Tim Frazier, I know he is getting closer to being allowed full contact, but he's able to do a lot of things right now. Give us an idea what he is allowed to do at this point and the excitement level around the program that he can do certain things now.
He's doing everything except live competition. So he's 90% there. He's got 2 weeks to go, and he'll be fully cleared to compete. And he is chomping at the bit to do that. Trust me, he's a caged tiger right now. He wants to get out there, and he wants to compete. He wants to see where he is and take a couple of hits and, you know, hit some game winners. And, you know, he can't wait. But he's doing great. There haven't been any setbacks. He's bigger. He's stronger. He looks faster. He's confident. I mean, I think a fifth-year guy, everything kind of slows down for you.
Yeah.
I was a fifth-year guy in college, and I'll never forget it. Everything slowed down for me. I totally got it. I mean, the light came on earlier than that, but there's a sense of this is a wily veteran. This is an older guy who kind of knows his way around the court, who knows what coach wants, who knows the Big Ten and knows what to expect, and nothing phases him. You know, and he's totally in control. And that's what I'm seeing right now out of Tim. As well as his speed is back.
Right.
DJ threw him an alley-oop the other day. He ripped the rim off. I mean, he's looking really good.
Games are made during the off season. Tonight, Victor Oladipo is going to be drafted. He really made his game last offseason. Ross Travis and DJ Newbill, two guys that can make a big difference in this program, not only as leaders, but what they do on the floor. What have you seen in what they've worked on in their respective games this summer that will make them better players?
Well, DJ committed to changing his shot a little bit. He tweaked his shot. You know, he felt like he needed to become a better shooter, a perimeter shooter, three-point shooter. And I give him a lot of credit. He didn't take a shot outside, I'll say, 10, 12 feet for 30 straight days. Because it takes 30 days to create a new habit. So that he stuck to it. He showed some, you know, sacrifice. He's very disciplined. And he's shooting the ball extremely well. His body looks great. He's about 6, 7% body fat. Like I said, stroking the ball well. He just looks under control. Now he's going into his third year under us. Really has a good understanding of what we want. Goes hard in drills. I mean, he looks really like a big-time player. And I look forward to him and Tim teaming up again. And then Ross Travis, this is the first year. He was here both. He's going to be here both summer sessions. And he's committed to working really hard. And you know Ross is one of the hardest workers on this team.
No doubt.
He reminds me of Victor as far as motor.
Right.
I mean, these guys have a motor. And just like Tom did with Victor, you got to slow him down a little bit as far as game speed. There's a game speed and there's going too fast.
Right.
And we're trying to get Ross down to that game speed level. And he's working on his perimeter skills. He's working on coming off the ball screen as opposed to setting the ball screen. But that gives us a multi-talented player that we can put anywhere on the floor, 1 through 4. And you know me, every now and then I might throw him at the 5. Who knows?
Right, sure. And Patrick, another guy that I actually spent a good chunk of his summer last year trying to get his weight down, finally did. What about Brandon Taylor? At a weight now that's different than last summer, has that allowed him to then improve his game part of it?
Yeah, I mean, kid could barely dunk. I mean, it took every fiber in his body to dunk last year.
Right.
He is jumping out of the building now. His weight is way down. Brandon Spade's done a great job. Weight's down. Feet look good. He's working on his ball handling. He's working on his foot speed because he wants to be able to cover guys on the perimeter a little bit better, not getting into foul trouble. His conditioning looks good. And he was wearing a tank top the other day. Yeah. I mean, I don't think the kid owned a tank top until recently.
Right.
So he's feeling really good about himself. I mean, he is committed to eating the right way. Nutrition's been huge with him and doing the extra. And I don't think anybody's asked him to do that. And now, you know, we're asking him to do it, and he's bought in.
Also, you have been very big on having people understand that there is a tradition with Penn State basketball, and you've also done a lot reaching out with the alumni. I mean, you have gone way out of your way because you want them to be a part of the family. The move of getting Andrew Jones back into the program, give us an idea what that does for the program and also what he can do to help out the big guys.
I'll tell you, I recruited him. You know, he had a chance to go to VCU. I started to recruit him to be a big part of this. And, you know, obviously I didn't coach him. But I knew him. I met with him when I first got here. He was still here. And we wanted him to be a big part of it. And here's a grad assistant who's going to get his degree, his master's degree. But he's a big man who's able to rebound for these guys and able to spend time with these guys and just give them the wisdom and knowledge that he had through his 5 years here. And, you know, the rigors of the Big Ten, and academically he can share with them the peaks and valleys that he went through. It's just a great role model to have in your program. I'm not that young assistant anymore, Steve. I don't know if you noticed. The hair is completely gray. I'm a little bit older now, a little bit wiser. So it's great to have guys who played here. And that's family. Guys who played here come back, want to work here, want to get their master's here, and want to be a part of this program. That's what a real program of family does for one another.
Yeah, and I thought that was a statement, I mean, all the way through, because I know he wants to be a part of that. And he was so hit the improvement in his game, which can translate to the younger players. The improvement in his game made all the difference in the NIT championship run, and the improvement in his game again when he was a senior made all the difference in getting to the Big Ten championship game in the NCAA tournament. So he knows what improvement
him that
means.
Year. There's no question. I watched film on them that year. Yep. I mean, his turnaround really helped them gain that, you know, that extra that they needed to get, you know, reach the Big Ten championship and then go to the NCAA tournament.
You elevated in terms of title, Keith Ergo and Brian Daly to associate head coaches positions. What have they meant to everything you have tried to do with this program to this point, to then set up this year and succeeding years?
Man, just words that are not very common in my business anymore, Stephen. You know this. Loyalty.
Yeah. That means everything in this program.
It's everything. It's everything in this program. But if you don't have that, and you're constantly looking over your shoulder, and you know, worrying and stressing out about what's going on a daily basis, because I can't be everywhere at once. Well, I try.
I know you do.
I try. But because of these two guys, and they're unique in their own way. Like, I would have loved to have just, promoted one of them. But it wasn't fair because both of them, deserved and earned the right to be promoted.
Right.
And commitment. Their commitment over the last 2 years, it's like unwavering faith. They believed in what I'm doing. They believe in what we're doing with the program. They believe in the vision of the program. They believe in the foundation. They understand what we had to go through the last 2 years. And there's no stopping them now. They're not about to jump off this bus, not even close. They are strapped in, white knuckling, ready to go. and that's what you need as a head coach, as a CEO of your business program, right, whatever you want to say. You need that type of support. You don't get that support, man, you're going to be out of a job before you know it.
Yeah. That's Patrick Chambers, the head basketball coach of the Nittany Lions. I think we covered a lot of ground there. A lot of ground. There have been a lot of changes. I think we talked about it. I think virtually everybody on the roster and staff. They go to Belgium. We'll be there August 10th through the 17th or 18th. So. Next half hour, next hour at some point, we hope to get Mike Muscala on. It's NBA draft time. Plus the Kevin Herr rant of the day that has taken off in popularity beyond words. You should tweet out what the rant might be.
All right, I'll do that. I'll do that while we take the break and go to the news.
Let's take a break and go to the news on News Radio 1070 WKOK.